Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
He reached out with love and with mercy to the people that society had thrown away as worthless. But God saw them through different eyes. I want to have His eyes. I want to see people the way He does. The reality is, a lot of these important people are just so important, self-important, and that importance is going to disappear pretty quick. And of course, the idea that there's any situation that justifies having an angry spirit towards people. Well, you could read some of Jesus' words toward the end of his ministry and read into it human emotion, where he said, "Woe to you Pharisees! Woe to you scribes! Woe to you!" And he pronounces all of these things. And we could read that and imagine some human being saying that with a pent-up, angry spirit. Was that how he felt? What happened when he was approaching Jerusalem for the last time and he stood and he looked at the city? What did he do? He wept. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered your children as a hen gathers her chicks, and you were not willing. And he talked about the things that were coming. It wasn't that he didn't come to condemn. He came to save, came to reach out. So even those words about woe were not words of anger. They were words of grief. I want to be like him. I'll tell you, all these human emotions that we think are so natural and even justified, they'll wear you out. God help us. But what about the relationships in the body of Christ? Do you think we need to see one another through God's eyes maybe a little bit more than we do? Do we shun some and gather like hearts and like minds and all that kind of stuff? Or do we ignore some people and bring other people in and celebrate some and diminish others in our eyes like they don't matter? Here's the ones that's important. We're all important in God's eyes. That's one of the lessons of being created in His image. Every single person here was created in His image. You are loved. You are respected. Jesus came to die for you. You matter to God. May God teach us to love one another in the light of how He loves us. I believe He's helping us, don't you? But none of this is meant to come across as a condemning thing, but it's a sobering thought, isn't it? If we're made in His image, that has implications for everything. Suddenly, all the things that He tells us to do and how to do them make sense. Because I'm not just some random creature. I was actually made in His image, and He cares. Praise God. So how, it gets into issues like gossip. Ooh, don't say anything about that. But how good some of us are, all of us probably at one time or another, but some more than others, at talking about people and then saying, "Oh, it's just for prayer." And if you're honest, it isn't. It's a self-righteous spirit looking at somebody and commenting negatively about something you don't think is quite right, doesn't live up to your standards. They might be in better shape than you. But are we seeing them through God's eyes? Maybe there is a need, and there's times to deal lovingly and gently with needs. But I wonder if there aren't times, I know there are, where there's conversation going on about somebody, And I'd ask you a simple question. Would you say the same things if they were there? Or if you knew they were listening somehow? Boy, it's gotten quiet this morning. But do you think these things matter? Do you see why God puts things like gossip and meddling with other people's lives? I mean, meddling is right up there with murder. God wants us to have a humble spirit that recognizes that I am made in His image, but I've got a long ways to go, and God's working in me, and I need to reflect His likeness in how I relate to people. But I just pray that God will teach us how to love one another as He loves us, how to see one another. I know there are other thoughts that I probably had, but I don't know, maybe I'm getting near the finish of what I had thought about, but I want to come back to one thing. And that's the fact that we have been made in His image, again, means you have been made in His image. Don't let the devil categorize you in your own mind and your own thought as worthless. Don't measure yourself by the way other people treat you. You are loved. You are valued in heaven. And that's where it matters. To God be the glory, I'll tell you. We need to just worship Him and just praise Him for His mercy and His love to us. Thank God that He would love somebody like me, if we're honest. Oh, how we parade ourselves around and have these ideas about ourselves, and how readily do we look down on others and say disparaging things and have disparaging attitudes. I need God to do something in my heart so that I can speak the truth, but I can do it in love, genuinely. I'm not pretending that I love you, or I'm not having to walk in and smile at somebody that I just said something nasty about the other day. No one here would ever do that, I understand, but you think maybe God wants us to understand some of these things? You and I have been made in the image of God. There is an order in the way He has created and structured us. It's meant to be reflected in homes, in husbands and wives and children and brothers and sisters too, by the way. All of those relationships are places where we have to learn. But it isn't just keep the rules in any area of our lives. It's not enough just to keep the rules. It's enough to have a heart. See, there was a covenant of law once, but we're not under that covenant. We're under a covenant where God changes our hearts. And our righteousness is meant to exceed that which the law could produce. That was only a witness to all of our need, but when Christ comes in, then we have the power to become someone different. But I want to see, again, past just the ideas of this is how I'm supposed to do it, this is what I'm supposed to do. I want to know why. Because God sees me as part of, created in His image. And I believe He wants us to see one another that way. Praise God. I think maybe that's all that I'm supposed to say this morning, but maybe somebody else can pick this up or whatever, or we can go out and enjoy the pollen. But God is faithful, isn't He? God loves us, and He wants us to be like Him, and He's able to help us if we're willing. Let's just look to Him and grow, okay? Praise God.
Lord willing, I just want to share a short thought that I read something this morning that in the light of what the Lord has been sharing with us from His heart this morning, I see it in a deeper measure. And this is in John 5. Excuse me. I'm battling the pollen too. And there in verse 19, it says, Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. Wow. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. But the phrase that jumped out at me this morning, and even more so now, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. You know what? The Lord loves us this morning, and he's been showing us what he does. And I want to be more and more a worker together with him, don't you? I want to be able, by his grace this morning, to take the more earnest heed to what I've heard and trust him to seal it to my heart and enable me to be a worker together with him. I want to walk in obedience. You know, he says that as the Father sent me, so I send you. Yes. And he shares with us, as he has been this morning, for that very purpose. He wants to show us his heart and what he does, and he wants us to be workers together with him. I want to be able to speak life to my spouse, don't you? To my children, to my grandchildren, to my brother, to my sister, to the person that I meet out here, and whether they are considered somebody grand and good, or the lowest of the low, I want to be able to speak life to them. And that's Christ in me, my hope of glory, that will do that as we yield to him, as we learn his ways and walk together with him. Amen. For the Father loves the Son, and he shows him all he does. He loves us. His precious Son loves us. And he's willing to show us all he does. I want to be more and more a worker together with him. Let's just join our hearts together here in prayer for a moment. Lord, thank you so much for your presence here with us, your precious promised presence, and your word, Lord, that you've shared from your heart. And we're asking and we're believing you in your love and mercy to engraft it, Lord, into our hearts and our lives, to enable us, Lord, to truly live out this word that you've so graciously given us, to be able to see each and every person you bring across our path in the light of this word, your love, your grace, and to be able to be your very heart and hand extended to them. We're believing you for this, Father. Thank you so much for the work you're doing in our midst, in our hearts, and in our lives. And in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.